There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
All right, Dr. Rashid Batar joins me to kick off the week here of Broadcast Healing, Advanced Medicine, MedicalRewind.com, if you ever miss the show. Dr. Batar, you're in the dark, I guess the steaming jungle of humidity and storms on the East Coast, while I'm in the dry, hot, sunny desert of Arizona today.
Well, I think that's probably pretty accurate. It is, it's not so, I mean, it is dark here, but it's, you know, like whenever it's the weather when you can kind of curl up and read a book and it's kind of raining outside. It's kind of like that. It's not.
Okay, not so dangerous that you're avoiding tornadoes like Dorothy and Toto.
Yeah, actually, I'm sitting in my office in my on my desk with my computer on, and it's 8 o'clock. Eight or whatever time it is here, 8:07, and
yeah,
it's actually nice. I'm by myself in my office.
Oh well, this is the point. It's like my wife. I took off. My daughter's in at camp, and she's just so happy. It's quiet. She gets all the work done since we moved into the new place, unpacking things. So they'll leave you alone for now. Other than the fact that we're not leaving you alone, because we got to do some advanced medicine together this evening. We're going to talk about the FDA painkillers getting new warnings, stronger warnings in a moment. But I want to bring you up to speed on not only SB 277, which we've discussed, the mandate without philosophical and religious exemption, but last hour we talked about SB 792, which would mandate the same for adults in California, and how outrageous this is in America. The political left, and right now I am going to pick on them. I pick on the political right occasionally, too, so we balance it out, have embraced a medical police state in California. It is a democratically controlled state, and you know, say what you will about the divide, but in this case, anybody can be purchased, and in this case, Big Pharma has purchased the entire state of California and all the people in it.
Yeah, I can't believe that it actually passed. It's amazing that the people, the governmental politicians that allowed this to pass, are they not aware that they and them, not only themselves, but their children and their progeny and families and such are going to be also, you know, held to the same accountability? I mean, you would think that people would have some component in their own brain of self-preservation and start thinking about, wait a second, if I pass this, then I'm going to have to suffer the consequences like everybody else is. In fact, they were talking about the guy, one of the senators that just basically got brought up on charges by the U.S. Attorney General for, I don't remember what his name was, but basically some law he passed.
Mm-hmm.
He is now the victim of that law, if you want to call it a victim.
Right, right. Yeah, short-sighted in that regard, and it's kind of karmic retribution. But then again, we are talking about politicians, not the brightest folks on the planet in terms of long view. And they will sell out to the highest bidder, as we know. That's kind of the nature or lack thereof of a politician. And as I said, we'll pick on anybody if you're a Republican, too. It doesn't matter to us if you're going to violate these principles. And that principle of individual liberty and individual rights and religious and spiritual freedom here, which they've run roughshod over in California, there's no excuse for this. Whether, if you were a libertarian doing this, of course, you wouldn't typically do that if you were libertarian. But let's just say it, whoever you are, if you're going to run roughshod over these rights, we're going to call you out on it.
Absolutely. And I think that's a very, very important point, that we don't really care what the political stance of an individual, of an organization, of whatever it is, because we know, and most people know that are aware at least, that this is nothing more than an illusion. People get painted into a certain, in fact, I just thought of this, Robert, the
yeah.
way people get painted into a category as far as whether they're libertarian or Republican or Democrat, it's very similar to how modern medicine paints an individual when they have certain symptoms into a box that's a diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And we push that person, that symptomology of that person into a box, and then we label them that they've got this particular disease process. Whereas, in fact, it could be underlying, let's say, mercury toxicity. Since we talk about a lot about mercury, we could have mercury toxicity that's causing cardiovascular disease. We know that, according to the American Journal of Cardiology in 1999, patients that died of idiopathic dilated cardiomyopathy had 22,000 times the safe level of mercury within their myocardium tissue. So that person could be suffering from mercury toxicity, but then we've got another person with Alzheimer's who's also suffering from mercury toxicity. Same etiology, but because their symptomology is different, they get plugged into two different labels and get treated two different ways, both of which are non-effective because the underlying issue is not addressed. And this is it can be directly brought back into the political arena, what we're talking about right now.
Yeah, exactly. The whole idea of label identification. You know, if you are understanding that, you know, you come into this world alone, you go out that way. You don't go in or out with a group unless, you know, God forbid, a bomb takes you out. But the point is, we have to live individually and assess each of these scenarios. Like you said, assessing the health of a patient. Do you blanket say, okay, this person shows up with cardiovascular disease, therefore it's a deficiency of a statin drug? Of course not. But in many ways, we look at these gastrointestinal diseases, and the doctors are trained to look at it as a deficiency of a proton pump inhibiting drug. So we've got boxes that are made by those who have control over a lot of the money, a lot of the power, and of course a lot of the written text in the medical schools as well that are out of date almost at the moment they're printed.
Yeah, that's a very true statement. And I think we talked about this a few months back, but there was a great quote from my previous lab partner, and that was, he who controls the narrative controls history.
Or thus controls the future.
So it's exactly what you said. You know, the books are already outdated, but sometimes whatever's written in those books, it's not that it's outdated. It was never true in the first place, because whoever controlled that information that went in the books was able to orchestrate whatever record that they wanted so that posterity would remember it a certain way.
Yeah, well, exactly. And we've talked a lot about history. Go and listen. We've got hundreds and hundreds of hours of advanced medicine together with Dr. Bitar here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You go to medicalrewind.com. It's the easiest way to reconnect to all of this. And, of course, the book is linked up, the international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. If you're new to this show or Dr. Bitar, please pick up a copy of that. You'll learn a lot from his experience there as well. Now, in terms of the FDA, you know, talking about a narrative, there's a story about increased funding for FDA and NIH, and I was not in favor of that because what they're doing with the funding right now is a disastrous and dangerous thing. Why would we think that more money would be better? But they've come out and said, we've got to put stronger labels on heart attack and stroke risk due to painkillers that we approved. So the FDA approves it. Later on, they go, oh, man, it's killing people. Let's just put a stronger label on it. Yet if it were a dietary supplement that even was hinted at killing one person, much less giving them a hangnail, they would call for its withdrawal from the market.
Yep, and this is this is what happened with things like ephedra and some of those other components. Very, very safe profile, relatively speaking, compared to drugs, whereas Viox killed 55,000 people before they were to pull it off the market. So it is a very, very skewed methodology that they use, and an unfair weight, but this is good that they're finally recognizing the importance of labeling some of these drugs that are, you know, that have significant downsides.
Yeah, well, I remember the cartoon. I don't know if this might have been on Natural News. Mike Adams did a lot of cool cartoons. It was a warning label on a medicine, and it said, warning, FDA approved drug. Period. That was it. Warning, FDA approved drug. Which is really the...
Because this is my patients actually say the same thing. They were asking me about why is it the DMPS, dimercaptopropanol sulfonate, which is the key chelator for mercury, why is it that that is not readily available as a drug from the store, whereas T-mate, which is succinate, is available, which pulls supposedly, DMSA is over the counter that you can buy for, they say, mercury, lead, whatever. And patients were asking me, why is it the DMSA? I've told them the DMSA is, we can go into the biochemistry later, but DMSA is really considered a neurotoxin in certain parts of the world, and it inhibits the FADH2 in the electron transport chain, further inhibiting the ATP production. So it's not a good thing to use. It's not truly a chelator because the body doesn't see it as inert. a true chelator goes in the body, comes out the same way, just bound to metals, whereas DMSA is not that way. The body actually utilizes it. And so the patients were asking me, well, why is it that DMSA is allowed to be bought over the counter and DMPS is not? You know, in fact, you can't even buy it with a prescription. You have to go through a compounding pharmacy, et cetera, et cetera. And I said, well, this is the reason, because anything that the FDA approves or says is safe, you need to be very, very cautious. And the patient that I was talking to was actually the parent of a child that had autism. They're attorneys, both mother and father attorneys. And they were saying, wait a second, let me get this straight. The FDA approves thimerosal to go in there, and then the FDA approves DMSA for over-the-counter. And I said, that's exactly right. They said, that's enough for us to know that we should never use DMSA. They don't need to know anything else. They didn't need to do the biochemistry. They didn't need to know anything else. They just need to know that, wait a second, the same body that said this stuff is safe, meaning mercury, you know, thimerosal, also said this drug is safe to remove it, which, of course, we know it's not. And this goes back to Einstein's definition that you cannot create a solution from the same mindset that created the problem in the first place.
Right. That's insanity if you think you can. The warning applies to brand names including Celebrex, Advil, Naprosyn, Aleve, and Dapro. Those are just a few of the names that are out there. We've got an epidemic of addiction to these kind of things that maybe not be considered so addicting like a narcotic, but yet the chronic use, which is, you know, honestly, it's like people take these things like they're candy, pretending that they don't have these bad effects, but now they're upping the ante and saying there's a real risk of increased heart attack and stroke with these over-the-counter drugs, and some of them are still available only by prescription.
Yeah, these drugs are, again, they're in the same category. These are all the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, and these are the same drug classification as Vioxx, which was a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory. Same issue, and that killed 55,000 people before they took it off the market.
Right, and there's so many.
Go ahead, sir.
Go ahead. I was just saying that there's so many other ways to go. A lot of them we've talked about, but we can always bring them up again. Things that we can utilize to reduce inflammation and pain without resorting to things that can give you a stroke or a heart attack.
In fact, Robert, people can just get on the internet and Google it, and you'll find so many other natural ways of reducing the inflammatory cascade.
Paging Dr. Google. I know that upsets some people, but we like the free flow of information here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Dr. Rasha Bitar is my co-host each and every Monday as we go outside the box. No, that's with Ty Bollinger on Wednesday. That'll be there. But here we go. Advanced Medicine and MedicalRewind.com is the easy website to access the archives. Of course, GCN carries them. Natural News Radio has them. UK Health Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, all of those places. And Epic Times, our good friend Jerry Doyle. When we come back, we'll talk about the HPV vaccine, more side effects being acknowledged. Also, rough play. Is it riskier than heading a soccer ball? That's interesting. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
And having a good time along the way with my good friend, Dr. Rashid Bitar, Advanced Medicine each and every week. And, of course, we're broadcasting live from Healthy Habit Health Foods in Phoenix, Arizona. It's hot, but I can handle it. It's okay. My liver is strong. The liver is strong with this one, Obi-Wan. Dr. Bitar, welcome back, my friend. We got to talk about this HPV shot. It's a disaster if there ever was a disaster. The targeting of teenage and preteen girls for a potential cervical cancer that may or not happen 20 or 30 years down the road based on causation that is highly suspicious of the HPV even causing this cancer. And yet in England now, the BBC is reporting that they're actually going to review the safety of the shot after it's been out for many years because it's just getting too plain too obvious that these girls are dropping like flies after getting a series of shots here.
Yeah, there was a website that I don't know what the name of the website is, Robert, you might know, but they have over 3,000 cases now listed of young girls that have been injured by...
Oh, yes. Sainvax. Sainvax.org. They've been following it almost since the beginning. They've been doing an incredible job of alerting even governmental regulatory bodies. In Japan, they got it pulled from the schedule there. So, that group is doing amazing work, but it's amazing now that they're actually admitting that there's a real problem here. But then again, isn't this interesting that while the problem is going on and while they're studying it, they're not saying to girls, oh, don't get the shot. Keep going. Pretend nothing's going on. We'll let you know later. Where's the precautionary principle?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's really amazing that that Japan actually did do that, that pulled some of these vaccines out. That in itself, that's a major, major political entity that decided to go away from the Bible of the U.S. because everybody seems to think that the U.S., whatever the U.S. does, they must do it. I never realized how prominent that sentiment is, that everybody needs to follow the U.S.'s methodology in medicine. So if they say vaccines, everybody wants to follow the vaccines, until I was in the Middle East and I just realized they think that anything that the U.S. does is the gospel. It's the
wow.
only way to, so for Japan to actually pull away from that, that was very impressive to me.
Yeah, well, it became so obvious what was happening to the girls there. We know South Korea is absolutely...
Robert, it's obvious here, but they're still doing it.
Yeah, no, I know. But, I mean, the thing is that there's so much money, and just like in California, the ability to buy off politicians and have them look the other way, people have sold out their own people for, you know, a bunch of shekels since time immemorial. I mean, it's written right into the historical text known as the Bible. We know about these things. It's not new. People think, oh, it's different now. It's the 21st century. It's like, no, humans are still doing the stupid things that humans do. You know, I remember that the slide I use in my PowerPoint presentation, I'll probably use it tonight when I do the thing where the Earth is wearing a T-shirt and it says, I'm with stupid, with an arrow pointing to the human.
Yeah, that's good. That's really good.
So, HPV, human papillomavirus, women will clear it of their own accord if they have a functioning immune system. We've talked about the use of silver hydrosol even intravaginally because it stops viral replication. I don't even think it's often necessary unless a woman is severely compromised. But there are so many ways to modulate the immune system that HPV is not something that's going to take over the body of these girls.
Absolutely. It's a self-limiting type of an issue. And then, of course, it's even more preposterous to start to vaccinate prophylactically the boys because they may come in contact with girls that have HPV. I mean, that's the the last year or two they've been pushing that agenda.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. Oh, by the way, Super Don posted a picture of Dr. Dan Kuntz, nice man here. You can check it out in the Facebook post. So we get to meet great gifted healers that have a good heart, you know, and that's what heartens me when I travel around the world, around the country, that despite all the bad news out there, as you see, Dr. Batar, you meet with good people that are sincerely committed to making a better change to take us out of this collectivist mindset.
And the more people that get on board and more people start seeing the truth, slowly we can make that shift. In fact, I believe that if enough people, if you had enough momentum, Robert, you could probably have enough power to shift the rotational axis of the planet.
which may be happening with some of the crazy stuff that's going on, like glow-in-the-dark lamb in the French on the French plates. That could have caused a rupture in the time-space continuum. The French don't take kindly to GMO lamb.
I actually have not heard that story. Is that one of the stories you're supposed to cover today?
Well, yeah, we covered it last hour. I had to mention it because it's bizarre. A glow-in-the-dark lamb, GMO lamb. No, the French say no. But somehow it ends up there anyway. Hey, we've got lots more to do. We'll talk food, maybe a little bit more about the vaccine mandates in California and the Nation of Islam joining the battle against forced vaccination on children. What about adults? It's Advanced Medicine Monday here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Rashi Batar. Check out all the links at robertscottbell.com. Back after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, links are up in the show notes at robertscadbell.com today and Wednesday. Healthy Habit Health Foods in Phoenix, Arizona. Come down and see us. Dr. Dan Kuntz is hosting us. Really nice man, and his own right, a gifted healer, helping out so many people here. Tomorrow I'll be at the New Life Health Center in Tucson, Arizona. Again, 4 to 6 Pacific, live broadcast. Thursday in Chandler, Arizona, Nature's Health Shop with two P's and an E, the old-fashioned shop. And right now we got Dr. Bitar, and it is advanced medicine. I want to go back to the mandated vaccines. Dr. Bitar, are you with me?
I am.
Okay. Now, the issue out in California was interesting because I've been saying this for a lot of years, and you know Dr. Brian Hooker, Professor Hooker, who's been talking about the particular risks associated with the MMR shot and autism with African-American boys. And some of the stats coming out of CDC, William Thompson admitted they kind of covered up and suppressed. indicated that if African American child, boy particularly, was given the MMR shot on time or early, their risk was extraordinarily higher for autism. And I said, when is the African American or black community of America going to speak out and say, we will not be a Tuskegee experiment again? And I thought, this is just getting this ridiculous that they believe in government and is here to protect them. It's attacking them. And finally, we heard from RFK Jr. and Brian Hooker and those folks that have been doing good work, and the documentary Trace Amounts About Mercury that Eric Layden put together. And they reached out, RFK Jr. reached out to the Nation of Islam, Louis Farrakhan. And they came on board, and they said, no, this cannot stand. This cannot stand. Now, recognize the controversies. We try to focus on things that where we have alignment with folks, whether they have different beliefs in other areas or not. But I thought this was a great, great time that we can cross bridges of divides and come together for a very important purpose. And that is not only protecting children, but adults from these dangerous experimental medicines.
Well, you're absolutely right, Robert. And this is something that is specifically... this is not just caution. This is something specifically that's affecting the African American community more so, based upon Dr. Hooker's exposure of that data, where I think it's almost what, fourfold higher incidence in the black population simply because of the lower socioeconomic population getting inundated with more vaccinations. Isn't that, yes. Was that the right number, four times?
Well, I think it was 3 to 4 times. It was a very significant number over, the white boys and others. There may have been some indication for Hispanics as well, but primarily in the African-American community. And as I said, there's a history, a long history of the U.S. government not only persecuting but outright experimenting upon minorities in this case. And I'm thinking, why have they just kind of given a pass? Why? Because a Democrat controls the White House? I mean, come on. It's way beyond color and ethnic or origin. The government is not your friend in this case.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not. And I think the good thing is, Robert, now people are realizing the government is not their friend. You can't say what you could say 10 years ago, 20 years ago, trust us, we're the government. And this comes back to our founding fathers again, some of the messages that a people should not be afraid of their government. The government should be afraid of the people. Mm-hmm. And obviously, those are not the circumstances right now. There are more people that are afraid of the government. The government has no fear of people. The government runs over people because they're looked at as nothing more than fodder. Mm. So I think that we are getting better and better positioned as a nation. I think we're getting better positioned as a world society. And awareness is the key. And that, how do you get more aware? You become empowered with knowledge. And that's exactly what we're doing. So I'm really, really grateful that I have an opportunity to be able to do this with you every week.
Absolutely. And by the way, interesting, I just got on the air here, and someone came to me and handed me a book called The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope by Sheriff Richard Mack. And you've referred to that before. And
yep,
Richard may be appearing with me because I'm going to be in Chandler on Thursday, and I may have him live on the air with me from a health food store out there, which I think I'm very excited to connect with Richard Mack. I haven't seen Sheriff Mack in a few years, so this should be actually a terrific Thursday broadcast it's shaping up to be.
Oh, that sounds awesome. Get a copy of his book autographed, because I'm a big, big fan of his.
Absolutely. In fact, if I see him, I will ask one for you as well. Hopefully he'll have a copy for us both. But that'll be great. So, again, I come back to the divide, the artificial divide, the divide that's kind of orchestrated from above. It comes back to what you said originally about the box that we are put in. You're left, you're right, you're Democrat, you're Republican, you're Nation of Islam, you're Jewish, you're this, you're that. And people fall for it, and they're divided by those pulling the puppet strings. And what we're seeing here with this alignment, looking at the damage that's happening to children through vaccinations or what's happening in California, I think it is awakening the sleeping giant to say we can put aside our differences and recognize what we're really here to defend, what we're really here to protect, as opposed to what the artificial construct says we're supposed to be doing.
Because the children are our future. I mean, that's actually a song, I think, but the point is that they really are. If we don't take care of our future generations, we're basically contributing to the demise of the human species. And that is something that nobody is really looking at from the opposition side when we talk about the vaccination aspect. We are dumbing down the population with vaccines. We know that. But as I've talked to you before, Robert, and I've actually presented this data. I haven't proven it yet, but I believe that the polymorphism that is occurring in the children that have autism, I think that is actually occurring in the same allele that defines raw cognitive ability, meaning the polymorphism, that the raw cognitive ability aspect is on the same pathway or same allele that actually defines this the impaired detoxification pathway. It's almost like it's been genetically predisposed, or the selection process, whoever did this, whoever orchestrated this, knew that these vaccines would cause damage to the brightest among our offspring and would name them to prevent human evolution, to prevent advances in science and technology. I know this sounds like, you know, the ultimate in conspiracy, but I'm telling you, the smartest kids, I've got kids, when we get them better, when we get them back, these kids can do, they've never been taught math, and they're doing complicated electrical and mechanical engineering, and they've never even been taught how to read or write, and they're on computers doing things that nobody could figure out. I've got children that can spell before they could actually talk. We've got children that, you know, artistically and musically are so gifted. So I believe that this problem that we're dealing with right now, and the reason that everybody is circumventing their differences and looking forward, is because the children themselves, they recognize that that is the future of the human race. If we don't do something now, in the next generation or two, we're going to be going straight down the toilet.
Yeah, if they wanted to target control of the population, of course, to target and control the children before they even have an opportunity to become individuals, to think clearly for themselves, that would be a sinister plot or plan. And whether it actually is or not, it's, you know, in evidence is the actual manifestation of that. So you have to start winding it backwards and saying, was it intentional? Not that it would change our viewpoint in terms of what we want to do to correct it, but it becomes a situation where you begin to trust less the authoritarians who would say, we know what's best for you, just do what we say.
And remember that those that would question, well, of course, it certainly can't be something that was planned. Watch the movie that came out in 1994, with Bruce Willis, called Mercury Rising. The name of the movie is Mercury Rising, about an autistic child who breaks national security code. And the government is after him, trying to kill him. So just watch the movie, and now then you tell me why.
Boy,
in 1994, that was 21 years ago that movie came out, and it is actually what is happening today. I mean, that's what I believe. Not maybe the government going after the kids, but the government certainly trying to prevent the information from being out there about the detriments caused by vaccination. But again, watch that movie, and then you tell me, you know, did somebody have that plot?
Yeah, well, who writes these scripts? Where do they get them? And we know, for instance, the CDC has consultants out in Hollywood to guide these television shows and movies into perspectives on drugs or vaccines in ways that are honoring to their viewpoint that they want to impose through the entertainment industry. Julie Gerberding, remember her, she left after X number of years loving on all of Merck's vaccines and was gifted with a very cushy job to head their vaccine division, which I think is a $5 billion division, after leaving the CDC.
Yep, that's true. But see, Robert, the problem is that was 21 years ago that movie came out, and it wasn't actually favoring the CDC's viewpoint. It was actually like somebody else trying to tell the general public, give us a warning almost.
Right.
It's counter to that point.
Hey, I've got an email.
Gerberding, I guess, got the email that I sent you about Gerberding, right?
Yeah, I just saw that here. This is interesting. Do you think I can read a little bit of this on the air?
Yeah, actually, I'm sure Dr. Bernhoff wouldn't mind. Dr. Bernhoff actually is a liver pancreatic surgeon who converted, is an environmental doctor now, deals with Merck toxicity. I actually treated some of his family members, and he came through the our training program, our medical training program. And he's been one of my followers and supporters for a long time. So he just sent me that email today.
Yeah, this is interesting. Dr. Bernhoff was a resident with Julie Gerberding at UCSF. Is that California, San Francisco?
Yep.
All right. And he says it. If you want a little bit of backstory of why we've never been so nice to Julie Gerberding, she's never deserved niceness based on her behavior. Julie was, according to him, Julie was really arrogant and thought surgeons were stupid. never mind, most of us were AOA. What does AOA mean in this statement?
It's an honorary organization for the medical profession. Is an honorary fraternity, if you will. That's the talking about.
For the smarter ones. So she thought that they were not, that were not smart, yet they were AOA. And let's see. He only got one B in med school. That's it? Wow. All A's. Pretty good. And so one day he says he phoned Julie for a medical consult, a medicine consult. And I guess this is a play on this. He said to her, I can never remember. Is it feed a fever and starve a cold or vice versa? And then she hung up on him. That's great. So she knew exactly what he was doing. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Yeah, so arrogant to the bone. That was what she brought with her. And she's playing it out as she's harming the world's children through Merck vaccinology. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But, you know, the good thing is that if there is such a concept as heaven and hell, and there are some people that are going to be burning in the eternal flame if there's such a thing. Obviously, you know, I'm not quite
I'm saying you think it's hot here in hell. Check out the Julie Gerberding section out back, right? Just for her. They've got a room waiting for Offit too. All right, stick around. We got one more segment to wrap up the show today. We're going to talk about our kids, roughhousing, playing soccer, doing karate, boxing, whatever. Is rough play riskier than heading a soccer ball? When we come back, also some arnica all the way around for everybody in case you do get an injury. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, before I forget, I want to thank Dr. Dan Koontz for hosting us here at Healthy Habit Health Foods. We'll be back on Wednesday when we go outside the box with Ty Bollinger.
Yes, indeed. My pleasure. Thank you so much.
Very, very nice host for us here. And Dr. Bitar, as always, what a great show, what great discussion. We've got another segment here to wrap it up, though. You have kids, very active boys, and I've got a boy and a girl, very active as well. We were so active that we wonder how we survived childhood sometimes. An article here about soccer, you know, kids into soccer. The World Cup just happened. The U.S. women won. It was exciting. Evidently, they're concerned about head injuries in soccer. You know, heading the ball was bad enough. Now they're saying people are heading other heads. That's a problem.
Well, Robert, that doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that, yes, you have one skull hitting another skull, it's going to be a problem. But what I find most interesting is that there's a study that came out. Why don't we talk about things that are really causing damage rather than kids being kids? You know, again, this is that part of the distraction thing we were talking about.
Yeah.
The naming kids by giving them vaccines, but, hey, let's talk about their head injuries. From playing games, you know, one out of 50, one out of 100 may end up hitting a head, which is going to end up happening. You don't have to be playing soccer to have a head injury. You can be playing football. You can be, you know, sitting and reclining in a chair and falling backwards. You could be pulling riding a motorcycle or a moped
or texting and walking. It's become a national pastime.
Yeah, exactly. You know, walking into doors, martial arts.
Right.
You know, of course you wear headgear to protect, but it's part and parcel of growing up, and everybody's been doing it. We've been doing it for tens of thousands of years, and, you know, boys and pretty much, I'm sure, all times have roughhoused and played whatever kind of games and had head injuries. Why are we talking about this? Why do we need a study to talk about the importance of this? We know that intuitively. Why don't we talk about the things that are really causing problems?
Sure. And Dr. Bitar, think about a head injury like an acute concussion, which, you know, can be tragic, of course we know, but we do have remedies, homeopathics, Arnica Montana, Natrum Sulfuricum, that can do wonders in reversing acute damage. But when you talk about the chronic damage, it's sure that can be acute exposure with vaccines to mercury, but chronic accumulation, it's devastating. Trying to recover from that is way more complicated.
Well, absolutely. So a boxer who keeps on getting hit in the head, yes, that's going to be a problem. But an athlete who gets hit in the head once or twice, you know, throughout his whole career, that's not a major issue. Now, if you're talking about the NFL, you know, there's less elasticity. As we get older, there's more impact. But as kids, you know, we're mostly cartilage. I mean, hell, I've seen kids fall out of a one-story building, two-story building, four-year-old kid bounce and, like, not break anything inside of him. You know, had some bruising, but that was it. So kids are more resilient. We need to also discuss when a person has a head injury, you know, these are usually self-limiting things. The only time you actually end up doing something, I've had it happen all the time where people don't realize I'm at my son's, you know, martial arts tournament or at a basketball game, somebody gets hit and, you know, in the head, and everybody's worried, oh, we got to send him to the hospital. What's the hospital going to do? This is what they're going to do. They're going to ask one question. If the ER doc's halfway decent, he's going to ask one question. Was there loss of consciousness? If there was not loss of consciousness, then you basically send the child home with orders to the parents, wake him up every hour, every 2 hours, make sure he's okay. If he starts vomiting or anything like that, then, you know, get him back to the hospital. Otherwise, that's it. If there was loss of consciousness, then you're going to do a CT scan. And that's it. So when you have a concussion, how do you treat a concussion? Bed rest. It is a self-limiting issue.
But when you talk about mercury assault through vaccination...
That is not a self-limiting issue.
Right. And that's what should be front and center headline, and more studies after more studies coming out. Instead, the government, the Gerberdings of the world, fighting it, claiming that we are conspiratorial and claiming that there's any relationship between vaccines and autism or anything within the spectrum. And, of course, the news media continues to attack people like Jim Carrey, who dare to bring up the issue of mercury and vaccines, and, of course, accusing him of being an anti-vaxxer when he's simply asking about the safety issue. As we've said many times, and it's been said many times, I'll say it again, if you are concerned about the safety of automobiles, it doesn't make you anti-car.
Yeah, exactly. Good point.
Well, with that, Dr. Bitar, another Advanced Medicine Monday in the proverbial can. But I appreciate you so much. I got more to do. It's still sunny out here in the desert. So until next week, Dr. Bitar, thank you, my friend. And you know what we got to tell the folks. You know it.
The power is
yours. All right. See you tomorrow.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.